Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of April, in the fourth week of Lent. The porter's gate sing, "You are my sanctuary." Can you make these words your own today?
Out in the dark, when the light is gone, your waves and breakers roll over me. And when my anchor won't touch the ground,
today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
Thus says the Lord, "In a time of favour I have answered you. On a day of salvation I have helped you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, 'Come out,' to those who are in darkness, 'Show yourselves.' They shall feed along the ways, on all the bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them down. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will turn all my mountains into a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Lo, these shall come from far away, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of seeing. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his suffering ones." But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you."
Thank you.
God, speaking through Isaiah, is inviting his people to return home from exile, a journey that will bring them through the wilderness. But they are assured that God will be their guide and will give them everything they need. Can you recall a time when God has led you on a journey, either spiritual or physical, perhaps a pilgrimage? Reflect for a moment on the ways in which God led you, cared for you, protected you. Or perhaps, like the people in our reading, you feel that you are in exile, waiting for things to change, or waiting for God to call you out into freedom. What is it like to be waiting for God to speak? As you listen to the reading again, notice which words most resonate with you today.
Thus says the Lord, in a time of favour I have answered you. On a day of salvation I have helped you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the ways, on all the bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them down. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will turn all my mountains into a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Lo, these shall come from far away, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of seeing. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his suffering ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you.
As you end your prayer today, ask the Lord for a deeper experience of His compassion and care as He guides you through your journey of faith. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.